Christmas Day marks 4 months since the landfall of Hurricane Harvey. When the Category 4 storm struck Rockport on August 25th, the town suffered catastrophic destruction. The high school is one of many buildings severely damaged, and for students, it looked like their annual choral Christmas show would be one more Harvey victim. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has a story.
The chaos before a symphony makes its own kind of music, but this pre-performance in Rockport has its own manic vibe. The Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra is warming up for their Christmas program on a makeshift outdoor stage that they are sharing with the Rockport Fulton High School Choir. Mark Francis is the executive director of the Corpus Christi Symphony.
The kids lost their school, and this is really an opportunity for them to get together and sing and bring the community together as well. So it's part of the process of getting back to normal.
Ring Christmas bells, ring them loud, with the message bringing peace on the earth, tidings of good cheer.
Yvonne Jaggard directs the choir. She says normal is something her students haven't found yet.
It's hard. It's hard every day when I see these kids and hear their stories, and because they come to school and let you know, we had no heat last night. We're sleeping in a tent. Some of them don't have coats. Some of them are still wearing shorts because that's all they have. But they're here. They're here, and that's why I'm here.
In addition to what the students lost at home, the hurricane destroyed the choir's library of sheet music, their pianos, their choral room at school, and the performance hall. They figured there was no way the choir could have their Christmas concert. Elisa De La Garza is the choir's student president.
This is something that we didn't think we were going to get to do because of the hurricane. And then when we found out that the symphony was going to provide everything for us and make sure that it was possible for us to do it, it was really exciting.
Christmas miracles do happen. Without the auditorium, the Christmas concert was moved to the grassy grounds of the Fulton Mansion, a stately four-story Victorian home overlooking the Aransas Bay. It was built in 1874 by cattle baron George Ware Fulton. The Texas Historical Commission fully restored the landmark, but then came Harvey.
There's significant damage.
That's Sharon Flood. She gives tours of the Fulton Mansion when it's open, but that won't happen again for at least another year. Estimates are it will cost $1 million to repair. Flood says Christmas has always been a special time at the mansion.
We have caroling out on the lawn, and everybody's dressed in costume, and then we let people walk through the house, and we serve gingerbread, but not this year.
In every way, this is a different kind of Christmas in Rockport. Storm debris remains piled on the roadside. Many families are homeless or displaced. Hardly any houses are decked out with holiday lights. It just doesn't feel right this year, someone told me. As the choir sings, they have a perfect view of the bay. Today it's sunny, the water's calm. But all around are reminders that this is not always the case. The healing power of music was on display as the Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra performed, with youthful voices singing old wisdom, and proved that there still is Christmas in Rockport this year. David Martin Davies for the Texas Standard.